Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this episode, we talk about March 24th in BTS history and the song Wildflower by RM from the album Indigo, released in 2022. But first, a correction. In last week's episode, I said that the Change Part 2 performance at Dia Beacon wasn't filmed in an art exhibit. I'm kicking myself on this one because I really did think it was, but I couldn't find the info on the exhibit, so I thought I must have been wrong. Well, a lovely new listener found me the info. It was filmed at the Dan Flavin Untitled To You, Herner with Admiration and Affection exhibit, if anyone wants to look it up. BTS activity last week, March 15th to March 21st, Korean Standard Time. RM shared a post by Kim Hanju about right place, wrong person. Jin posted photos from the Fred event that he attended. He looks amazing. We also got Runjin episode 26, The Scorching Gourmet, where Jin took two guests to a Korean sauna for games and snacks. No official news from anyone else besides J-Hope, so let's get into that busy bee. The week was filled with a lot of teasers and promos for Mona Lisa, which was released on Friday. The song is definitely perfect for a fun performance song, so I can totally understand why Hobi premiered it ahead of time at the concerts. I can't wait to see it in person myself. I usually like performance versions of songs even more than the studio versions, so I'm sure it's going to be great. Hobi has also been posting dance videos to Mona Lisa on TikTok and Instagram. Other than Mona Lisa, J-Hope had two concerts in Chicago this past week. Hobi posted selfie videos at each soundcheck. Big Hit released a Hope on the Stage in Chicago short film as well that you can watch on YouTube. There was also a new FNX remix for Sweet Dreams, and Hobi posted a few videos taken from the filming of Sweet Dreams music video. One of J-Hope's interviews on SiriusXM also aired on K-pop specials. Hobi has another SiriusXM interviewing airing soon as well, so I'll probably talk about that one next week. He's also about to perform in Mexico City. I know a lot of ARMY in Central and South America will be attending, since that's the furthest south he's getting on this side of the world, so I hope you all have a blast. This day in BTS history, March 24th. March 24th, 2013. We're starting off with a little bit of a heartbreak, as this is the day pre-debut where J-Hope films a log, and in that log he checks their fan cafe website to read messages, and discovers that no one has left him personally any messages. They're all addressed to the group or other members. He says it's okay, and based on the world tour he's currently having, I think he was correct. RM also posts a rap called Freestyle 3 on the BTS blog. The rap is about how he saw more than 20 trainees come and go during the last 3 years, and although many of the current members weren't in the original lineup for the group, he's proud of them and he's excited for debut and what they can accomplish together. March 24th, 2014. BTS tweet a photo from their recent trip to Thailand, and V tweets a selfie. The Thailand photo is from their trip that got documented in the BTS Now in Thailand photo book, if you want to look it up. March 24th, 2015. RM is active on Twitter, possibly posting raps. I think I had trouble deciphering this one. Hobi tweets a photo of a dropped sweat on the floor. Jimin tweets about it being D-4 to their BTS Begins concert in Seoul. JK tweets selfies. RM recommends music and tweets about a website where you can find his mixtape. On YouTube, BTS release a video promoting their Weibo account. Weibo? I'm not sure how you say that. Weibo, as I understand it, is a social media app that is largely used in China, though someone could correct me if I have the scope of the app wrong. The Four Things show airs on TV. This show followed RM and his struggle between his underground rapping roots and his current idol life, how he was perceived in both communities, and the war within himself about how to define his artistry. We get a lot of classic clips from this show that I get passed around ARMY. This is the show where their production crew, Bang PD and BTS, played a prank on RM, where they pretended Bang PD was mad at him and snapped the question to choose between BTS and his solo career after berating him. RM chooses BTS, of course. A lot of people play that clip out of context as though it was a serious question, but it was genuinely a prank to demonstrate that he wasn't an egotistical leader. But it's still a great moment and a demonstration of how RM reacts when he's being accused of not being supportive of his team. If you can track the show down in its entirety, it's an interesting watch to understand RM's mindset in those early years. March 24th, 2016. It's a quiet day. V tweets a video of the group thanking Japanese Army. They had a concert in Kobe, Japan the day before. This concert was actually a makeup concert that they had to do after they canceled a concert back in December because V and Suga fell ill. RM tweet recommends music. The next day, they're traveling all the way to Abu Dhabi. So I'm sure on this day, they were just resting. March 24th, 2017. Jimin, Jin, and Suga tweet selfies. It's the second day of their Wings concert in New York. You can watch it in Burn the Stage episode 4. Suga does a V-Live close to midnight. The concert was great. Suga hasn't really left the hotel in 3 days. He'd love to walk around New York with coffee, but that isn't something that will happen for him. Side note, it amuses me that BTS consistently reference New Yorkers as people who walk around with coffees. I didn't realize this was like an international stereotype of New York. V does a V-Live after midnight, so technically on the 25th, but it happens before he goes to sleep. He plays music and discovers the increasing frequency feedback loop that happens when you listen to your own live stream on live stream. I don't know what day it happens, but while they're in New York, Jimin buys V a necklace with a tiger pendant on it. He shows it off later in a May V-Live. March 24th, 2018. In Japan, FM 802 Bintang Garden, This Is BTS airs. It's with J-Hope, Jimin, and V. And that's all I know about this day. As I mentioned last week, I'm not exactly sure when they filmed the Euphoria short film, so it might have been around this time. March 24th, 2019. BTS are performing their Love Yourself, Speak Yourself concert in Hong Kong. You can see the behind the scenes in the documentary series Break the Silence, Episode 3. It's also where we get the Bangtan bomb called Jin's Sunglasses Collection in Hong Kong, which was released later on July 10th, and you can find it with subtitles on Bangtan Sub's YouTube channel. RM and J-Hope tweet a thank you after the show along with selfies. Jimin tweets a video that he took with the soundcheck audience. March 24th, 2020. Jin is active on Weverse, and that's all I know. It's very early in the pandemic, so most of the world, including Korea, are in basically complete shutdown, with people scrambling to figure out how to continue to work without spreading disease. But it's a Tuesday, so we get Run BTS episode 97. This is part one of the pajama parties. It was filmed before August 2019, possibly as early as June. It could even have been filmed before January 30th, 2019, but that seems less likely. I'm not sure I've taken the time to painstakingly match up hair colors and lengths with the era on this one. So if anyone wants to do that for me, let me know. March 24th, 2021. BTS's You Quiz on the Block episode airs. Jimin is active on Weverse and also posts a selfie there. Jin posts on Weverse explaining that his segment of You Quiz is shorter than the others, because after they filmed, he felt that what he said was too melancholy, so he had them cut down his interview. So his shorter appearance on the show was at his own request. Personally, as someone who loves information, I really wish Jin didn't edit out so much of the darker sides of his life, but ultimately I have to respect his wishes to only show ARMY happy things. March 24th, 2022. RM recommends Window Seat by Erykah Badu. V doesn't ask me anything on Instagram, and then complains on Weverse that ask me anythings are hard. He informs ARMY that his Instagram crashed. He also does a poll, choosing between his representative animal being a tiger or a bear, and bear wins. This is also the day that Hobi tests positive for COVID-19, which means he has to quarantine for 7 days. But it's very bad timing because BTS are only on their second day of dress rehearsals for their first in-person solo performance at the Grammys, which are in only 10 days, and require over 14 hours of travel to get to. You can see some of the rehearsal from this day in the episode called BTS at the 64th Grammy Awards on the Bangtan TV YouTube channel. March 24th, 2023. In the early hours of the morning, JK does a live stream. He is making a snack, and then going to bed because he's so hungry that he could die. He's been dieting recently for secret reasons, but I'm pretty sure we all discover later that it's for the Calvin Klein ads. He ends up eating what he makes directly from the frying pan on the stove while being very theatrical about how delicious it is after not eating for so long. After he eats it, he grabs his guitar to show off his progress after having only one lesson. Then he goes to bed at 5 a.m. Jungkook comments on a post by Jimin on Instagram. He still has his own account at this point. Currently, he only has BAM's account, so don't fall for fakes. V posts pictures from the L photo shoot that he did, and a video of him dancing along to a scene in a film. But the biggest thing that happened on this day is that Jimin's first solo album, Face, is released, along with the lead single, Like Crazy. In North America, the episode of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon airs that has Jimin as the guest and musical act. Back in Korea, RM posts about Like Crazy, pointing out that he helped with the lyrics. Hobi also posts about Like Crazy and is very proud of Jimin. Hobi also recommends the song Alone from Jimin's album and tells him he worked hard, along with crying emojis. Jimin himself is actually back in Korea doing a music bank pre-recording. Suga shows up to cheer him on. You can watch the behind the scenes in the Bangtan episode Jimin Face Music Show Promotion Sketch. Before the day is over, RM posts a poem by Gi Hyung Do called Jealousy is My Power. V posts a screenshot showing he's about to watch Ginny's Kitchen episode 5, which is airing that night. He also asks what everyone is going to eat while watching. March 24th, 2024. Everyone's enlisted, but JK logs into TikTok and comments on a user's Standing Next to You dance video. And that brings us to this week. With J-Hope in the middle of his North American tour, he'll be traveling between Mexico City and San Antonio on the 24th. Song discussion. Wildflower by RM. Wildflower was the lead singer off RM's album Indigo, released on December 2nd, 2022. It's produced by Doc Skim and written by RM and Doc Skim. Personally, I've always loved Doc Skim's production choices. You may also know him from such amazing songs as Jimin's song Lie from the Wings album, Outro Tear from the Love Yourself Tear album, and he also did Hope World for J-Hope and Scenery for V. Wildflower is a very lyric and poetry intensive song, so I consulted multiple translations for this one. However, because my script got way too long when I included discussion translation discrepancies, I'm editing those parts out, so please know that I consulted Dulcet, Bangtan Subs, the music video captions, and Papago. All quoted lyrics are the versions that I felt communicated best, and end up a kind of amalgamation of translations from all the sources. Let's start off with a better translation for the Korean title. In Korean, this song is not called Wildflower. It's more literally translated as Wildflower Works. That's because in Korean, this word for firework literally means flame flower play. It's an amusement or performance made out of flower-like flames. And if you think of what your typical firework looks like, that makes a lot of sense. They blossom in the sky from a single exploding bud and then fall towards the earth the way petals do when flowers die. So while RM is definitely talking about wildflowers in the song, it's likely better to picture them as wildflowers blooming like their own tiny explosions all around you, as though they're fireworks. In an interview with Zach Sang, RM described it as throwing wildflowers in the air above you. This is why fireworks and wildflower fields are contrasted so much in the music video. RM is marrying two things that sound similar in Korean, but are vastly different concepts. That of wildflowers and that of fireworks exploding in the air. RM explained in his Comeback Live and the Zach Sang interview that he's been trying to write a song with this concept since 2015. On April 29th, 2017, RM posted a letter to the Fan Cafe about cherry blossoms blooming before their leaves sprout, the nature of self-confidence, the reason that he writes, and he mentions his mother's love of wildflowers that bloom peacefully. He really loved that phrase, bloom peacefully. He then hopes everyone enjoys the cherry blossoms, and then says, I guess we have to run as hard as we can again. It's kind of uncomfortable not knowing what will happen in 10 years' time, wondering if I will still be here. But no matter what, I have to do this. I have to. He ends the post with, maybe rather than fireworks or cherry blossoms, we need wildflowers, the kind that grow peacefully. Basically, RM is discussing and debating the difference between explosions of beauty and peaceful longevity. In his interview with Zach Tsang, RM likened BTS to the explosion of beauty and his own desired future to be that of peaceful longevity. On that same day that he posted to Fan Cafe, April 29th, 2017, he films a log where he mentions that he has a lot of things on his mind and goes on a bit of a philosophical ramble about being in a constant transitional period. Nothing ever gets easy, though he believes people expect that writing has become easy for him. It's always tough. RM wants to be someone who is braver and who can do well even on his own. He still feels fearful and sad even though it's been 5 years, because that's just who he is. In the comeback live for Indigo, RM said that he always feels emotional when he thinks of this song, and he believes it will always be a song that represents him at the Korean age of 29. The Indigo album as a whole has the subtitle of being the last archive of RM's 20s. It was planned to be the last work before he entered the military, and going by Korean age, as the country did at the time, that would put him in his 30s by the time he came out. Now, of course, two things happened that made that not exactly true. One, RM was struck with inspiration and delayed his military service so that he could frantically make Right Place, Wrong Person. And two, Korea officially did away with the Korean age system, so although they still get it wrong, RM suddenly had more time left in his 20s than he thought. Nevertheless, I think Indigo really is the last archive of his 20s, as it was intended, because he worked on it from 2019 to 2022, and it contains songs such as this one with topics that he's been ruminating on for most of his 20s. I feel like I've jumped right into the meaning of the song, where usually I talk about the music video and the performances first. For performances, there are only three. The live-to-camera performance in RM Live in New York at Dia Beacon, a performance in front of an audience of 200 at Rolling Hall in Seoul, for which Eugene joined him on stage, and then once again, RM performed it alone when celebrating BTS's 10th anniversary with ARMY at FESTA in 2023. Eugene is the lead singer of the South Korean rock group Cherry Filter. They formed in 1997 and are one of the most popular rock bands in South Korea. And when you hear her voice, you can understand why. RM said that if Eugene hadn't been able to do the feature, he would have had to rewrite the song. She was the only one that could pull off the part as originally intended. Honestly, my favorite performance is the Rolling Hall performance that has Eugene live with him. Okay, now that we know this is an emotionally charged song full of philosophical things that RM has been trying to put into song form for 6 to 7 years, let's get into the lyrics and the song itself, and we'll discuss the music video simultaneously for a change. There's a quick 15 seconds of what would be a calm, atmospheric intro, except that it's building quite suddenly, and then the song starts like a firework of sound exploding in your ears, just as the music video starts off in what would be a serene place above the clouds, except that we see flashes of light below, and distant explosions. This is RM pulling us below the surface of how it feels to fly so high. The immediately dizzying firework display that we tumble through as the music swells in our ears. Wildflower outlines both RM's history, his present, and where he'd liked his future to go. RM, by contrast to the fireworks display, is telling us where and who he is right now. He's in a flower field. He's in open land. He has no name. He has no shame. He is on his grave. The "no shame, I'm on my grave" line reminds me of the RM quote about how it feels to be on stage, that BTS go so hard that they feel like they're dying quicker, that they're closer to death whenever they perform. I remember one backstage documentary where I believe it was RM came off the stage and said that he saw his ancestors out there. There is a cost for the explosion that is both BTS's fame and their performance. The intro continues in Korean that this is for when your feet don't touch the ground, your own heart underestimates you, your dreams devour you, and when you don't feel like yourself. All those times. For me, one of the more stunning lines in the song is the line, "when your dreams devour you." If you think of BTS, they've soared higher in fame than they've ever intended. While happy that it's worked out so well for them, this isn't actually the future that they envisioned. They went into the music industry dreaming of a typical idol experience. They wanted to do well, but they wanted to do well in the Korean music industry measurements, not international music industry measurements. Suga has stated before that when he started, he fully believed that he'd do the standard 7-year contract and then become a producer and a songwriter. He had an anxiety attack at the American Music Awards in 2017 because he did not know what to do with the level of fame they were achieving. Their own ambition and dreams had devoured them. Their passionate hearts that led them into this industry had actually underestimated what they could do and left them unprepared for what happened next. Okay, that's just the intro, and I'm already at time for this episode, so let's get into the first verse and try to be quicker. In the first verse, RM outlines the beginning of his career and his desires there. He wanted the flames of fireworks in the beginning, that they'd fall beautifully, that there'd be applause at the end. But now, in the present, he feels that he's lost what he believed in somewhere along the way, that the fame has become shackles. RM doesn't want to be ambitious anymore. He just desperately wants to be himself. In the music video for this verse, we see RM silently looking at us, surrounded by long grasses in a field as he talks about his beginning desires. And then when he talks about the present, he's transported to a barren landscape where nothing grows, surrounded by twisted dead trees, while embers of unseen fireworks rain down on him. We're back in the beautiful wilderness again as RM outlines what his life is like for him now, that every day and every night, he has persisting pain and criminal mind. Personally, I think the criminal mind lyric is referring to a mind that betrays him, that makes life harder than it needs to be. RM has often spoken about having too many thoughts, anxiety or depression, or something else unlabeled that afflicts really intelligent people who can view all things from multiple angles at once. RM can't sleep because of the sound of his own heart, or possibly that mind of his constantly churning out thoughts and emotions. He's living a life that grew much bigger than what I was meant for, or bigger than what I deserved or can handle, depending on the translation. He has to ask himself where he could be right now, where's his soul, where's his dream? The "Yo, where's your dream?" lyric has got to be a callback to No More Dream, their debut song in 2013, that asked the youth of Korea to consider what their dreams actually are, ignoring the pressure from their parents to be government workers or society telling them what success looked like. It was, at the time, a challenge to the youth to think for themselves and follow their own passions. RM asking himself that same question at the age of 29 is poignant. His life has gone at such an intensity and speed that he has to also ask himself if he's gotten swept away by the wave willingly or unwillingly. Is this his dream? Is this what he set out to do? Has he strayed from his path or stayed true to it? Eugene's voice soars on the chorus, and so too does the camera work in the MV. Now we're a bird flying over RM's flower fields, as Eugene tells us that RM wants to scatter into the sky, but not like fireworks, like flower works. In verse 2, RM wonders what his end is going to be. He's exhausted. He wants to take off his mask. The mask is something that BTS have sung about and RM has therefore written about for years. It's the public persona. From the very beginning, RM wanted to connect more person to person than celebrity to fan. All of BTS's content, actions, and interactions with ARMY have echoed this desire. They pioneered things in the industry like behind-the-scenes clips on YouTube, personal logs, personal live streams, unscripted interactions. Rather than just appearing on variety shows or informal interviews, they allowed their fans to view them as humans. Once, Hobie mentioned watching some of their old content and wondering how it was that ARMY had fallen in love with them. They were so unpolished and ridiculous. But that was very much what drew their fans to them. The fact that we could see their personalities and their sincerity, even when it was awkward or cringy. But that being said, that doesn't mean they don't still have masks. As I mentioned in episode 10, when I talked about snooze, Korea especially is a very unforgiving country when it comes to their idols. It's usually not welcomed when they're human. Things like dating, marriage, having children is often seen as betraying your fan base. I like to think that's slowly changing, that whomever is still complaining about it is a vocal minority. But the issue remains that the mentality of the industry is that you can't have anything perceived as a character flaw. If you're LGBTQ+ community, hide it. If you smoke, hide it. If you drink, that's great, it's Korea. But don't experience any minor consequence of participating in your own country's drinking culture, or else you'll get character assassinated for weeks on end. Try not to swear too much. Definitely don't talk about politics or anything at all controversial. Don't get into a minor fender bender in a blind intersection. Don't be seen hugging a friend on illegally obtained CCTV footage. The list goes on. No matter how open they are, there always has to be a mask there, and that's normal. When I go out with my friends, I'm there to have a good time, not unload all the anxiety that I might actually be going through. But the difficulty comes when you have to constantly have that mask on. There's no reprieve. There's nowhere where you can take it off and be a real human. RM continues to clarify, yeah, me no hero, me no villain, I'm nothing. People who deify him and people who vilify him are equally wrong. Once again, RM returns to the problem of his mind. His engine keeps running even when he's idle. His memories turn violent. He can't remember what he wanted anymore, and the happiness that he believed in turned out to be momentary. RM had yearned for fireworks and discovered that fireworks are very brief beauty. Momentary happiness. His mind, ever working, is throwing painful memories at him, wondering if everything was worth it. Here, we return to the barren wasteland in the music video, but this time, the falling embers from unseen fireworks have turned into a violent windstorm. RM raps that he's been going forward no matter what, grabbing onto the edge of dawn by the collar and spitting things out. I took this to mean that he was picking a fight with the sunrise. And here we get to another one of my favorite lyrics. Society's all for the loudest voice, and here I am speaking silence. A lot of the ills in modern society, in my mind, are caused by us drowning in noise. Everyone is screaming into a room, and whomever manages to be louder gets heard, even if they're the only ones with that particular opinion or message. Even if that opinion or message is ridiculous. There might be 20 quieter people trying to say something actually constructive and helpful, but you won't be able to hear them. The wall of noise starts feeling like it's made up of people echoing that one stupid loud guy that you can actually hear over the din. And suddenly that opinion feels like a majority opinion when it's not. It's just one stupid idiot ruining everything for everyone. He gets people's ears, and depending on how much critical thinking or morals they possess, he might get their hearts and minds too. And suddenly you have a cult of personality around this one loud imbecile. I'm sure people have told RM to make songs more straightforward, to write his lyrics in a certain way, to possibly dumb things down for the masses. But RM started life as a poet, and then added the rhythm later on. To ask him to take out the poetry out of his message is to ask him to not be himself. RM continues saying that this is an aside, a fully mature sailboat, or a sailboat in full bloom, to reach and face all the misunderstandings and prejudice. I took that to mean that RM is talking about Wildflower the song, that the whole song is a little aside to inform the audience how he's feeling as his play continues. The sailboat is BTS. Their team name of Bulletproof Boy Scouts was made with the meaning to block out the misunderstandings and prejudice that rain on youth like bullets. RM has often referred to BTS as like being on a boat where everyone is facing different ways, and therefore have different perspectives and desires, but they're all traveling in the same direction. He tells us that he doesn't actually enjoy when we celebrate him, or as he says, toss him in the air. He wants to stay on the ground, with the flowers that don't have names. He refuses to go to the stars again. He wants to stay underfoot instead, to a purposeless destination, not even knowing my own sadness, making friends with even the shadow, I be gone. RM doesn't know where he's going, but he knows that he has to go there. In the music video, as the chorus echoes again, the windstorm stops. But instead of returning immediately to the fields, we first see him standing under a traditional Korean firework. Rather than bursting briefly in the air, these fireworks are done by lighting combustible material hung on a starburst of ropes overhead. These fireworks have a longer-lasting visual display. We soar only briefly over purple flowers in a field before we arrive in the final verse, where RM stands on the stage surrounded by the purple light of ARMY. As Eugene sings, to light a flower in the background. The lyrics here describe RM's new resolution. I pause and find myself gloriously barefoot. Nothing was mine to begin with anyway. And don't tell me like you gotta be someone, because I can never be like them. Yeah, my beginning was poetry, my one and only strength and dream that has kept me going. From fireworks to a wildflower, from boyhood to eternity, I shall remain in this barren field. Ah, I shall return someday. RM plans to turn his fireworks into flowerworks, from a happiness that blooms fierce yet fleeting to one that blooms peacefully among the wildflowers. He'll do this by staying true to himself, to his poetry, not listening to those voices that tell him that he has to be like someone else. My absolute favorite visual in the music video comes during the last repetition of the chorus, where we go from RM enjoying the stage surrounded by Purple Army to standing in a purple flower field, his face upturned to the sun. And then we slowly flip the camera so that RM is planted on the ground with his wildflowers, but yet they are now also in the sky, petals blowing in the breeze just like the earlier embers rain down to the ground. A wild flower work. The song ends with the same words it began with, but this time RM is performing the words both on the stage and in his field where he is gloriously free. Wildflower is a declaration that RM is going to follow his own path, that BTS is also going to follow their own path, and some people might not like it. But they're going to stay true to themselves. They're not going to stop being human. I also wanted to talk about how Indigo is a sanitized version of Right Place, Wrong Person, which carries the same message, just a little bit angrier and even more honestly. But this episode is already way too long, so let's just spin the random song generator and see what I'm talking about next week. Airplane Part 2 from Love Yourself Tear.
Nice.
Awesome. Airplane Part 2 with Hobie touring right now. That will be really fun to talk about. And that brings us to the end of the podcast. If you'd like to discuss this episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for discussion in the future, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day.